doesn't mean that you boys don't have to behave yourselves.
No,
you
know, sir.
I only brought you down to the show here because it has a definite educational value.
Yeah. Are we going to see the sideshows first?
Sideshows?
I want to see the horses in action, sir.
Oh, do you?
The sideshows are best.
Bottomy, I'll tell you what's best and what's not. Actually, we won't see anything until Greenbottle arrives. But as soon as he does, we're going into that pavilion over there where we can learn something about furniture making, butter making, and things like that.
Oh, strike.
Well, would you rather we went back to school?
No.
Well, stop moaning or we will. Yes, sir.
Yes, Greenbottle now, sir.
Yes, and about time, too. Look, hurry up, Greenbottle.
Yes, here I am.
Well, hurry up.
Yes. Woo, I thought I'd never get it.
Oh, did you? Well, it wouldn't be you if you weren't late.
Yes, well, it wasn't my fault.
Now, I know it wasn't. It never is. But we're not going to stop and listen to your excuse now.
No, we want to get over to the sideshows.
Exactly. We want to get over to... No, we don't.
Yes, we all want to see the fat lady.
When the horse selection starts, sir?
We don't want to see that.
Yes,
no,
we do.
We all want to see the fat lady.
Well, you're not going to see the fat lady.
We're going to see the sideshows first.
Look, quiet. Listen, for goodness sake, keep quiet or we'll all go home.
There's a jacker over here who swallows a blow lamp, sir.
A blow lamp?
Sure.
Oh, is there? Well, let him stay over there.
Oh, but Strike, we want to see it.
Yes, and the fat lady.
Look, will you stop talking and follow me? We're going to have a look at the manufacturer.
Strike, man.
Yes, well, we are going to see the fat lady.
Sir,
here's
a bloke selling things.
Look, I thought I told you to follow me.
Yeah,
but this bloke's interesting.
Oh, is he? Well, that's all...
He's got to sell
me. How are you, mister? Hello, Sonny. This is our schoolmaster.
Why, good afternoon. I'm glad to know you.
And good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, listen, look, there's no need for that sort of thing.
Now, just stand back there, Sonny. Will you stand back?
Oh, me?
Yes, you follow me. Look, get back out of the road there.
You olly, olly, olly! Now, get around, folks. Get around. Now, here's where you get the genuine bargain. Everything new. Everything genuine and everything guaranteed.
Come on, boys. Look, now...
Now, wait a minute, sir. Now, don't go away, sir. Don't go away.
Oh, why not?
Why, because you're about to receive the biggest bargains being offered on this here showground.
Oh, am I?
Yes, sir, what did I tell you?
Look, keep quiet, Bottomy.
Olly, yolly, yolly. Gather round, folks, gather round.
Well, we're here, mister. Go for your life.
Bottomy, listen.
Yes, see the bargain.
Oh, well, look, I...
Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep quiet, you boys, or you'll all go home.
Thank you, boys, thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the showgrounds here today at a great financial loss to myself and likewise to the company which I'm proud to represent.
Why, mister?
Yes, why? Now, look, Stafford, mind your own business.
Now, I'm not here to answer your questions,
no.
But only as a service to this here town.
Certainly, sir.
Now, you think I'm here to sell things.
No,
that's quite wrong.
No.
Now, just look at this coat. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this particular brand of comb is retailing at your local shops for the price of 1 shilling and 6p. But am I asking 1 and 6? No. And do I ask a shilling? No. Do I want 6p? No. In fact, do I want anything?
You want a haircut?
Want a haircut. Hey, stand back there, Sonny. Stand back.
Bottomy, look, you're going the right way to get a good clip in the ears.
Well, don't you reckon he wants a haircut?
Of course he does, but there's no need to tell him.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, this joke is a tape.
Exactly, but at the same time... He's a what?
He's a tape.
He's a tape?
Yes, he's crook.
Crook?
Yes, of course he is.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. He certainly shouldn't be on the showgrounds if he's crook.
Oh.
Excuse me. Do you feel ill?
Ill?
Yes.
I've never felt better in all my life, sir.
Oh, well, that's funny.
Funny?
Yes, the boys were just saying that you were ill and you ought to take something.
No.
You're not awake.
Who's not awake?
You're not.
Bottomy, if you're not very careful, you'll discover that I'm very much awake.
Now, listen, would you mind just keeping quiet while I proceed?
Now, ladies
and gentlemen.
Yes, listen, quiet. Stop that unholy din.
As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not here to sell things to you. I have sold you the comb at the value of 1 shilling and 6p, for which I want no money. Well, put the comb there. Now, here we have here a genuine gold watch chain. Now, any jeweler will tell you that this watch chain is sold for no less a sum than 21 shillings. Now, with this chain goes my own personal guarantee, being as it is, the same and identical type of watch chain which I myself personally, during my last trip to Hollywood, personally sold to such well-known stage and screen stars as Maurice Jabari, Clark Gable, Robert Montgomery.
And Mickey Mouse.
And Mickey Mouse. Listen, I'll come over here.
You come over here if you're not very careful, Bottomley.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I still think he's a touch.
How is he? Well, look, I don't know what you're talking about, so keep quiet.
Yes.
As I was saying, the proud possessor of this identical type of watch chain include the world-famous film star. But again, I ask for no money. Yeah. I place the watch chain over there, being as it is, article number 2, with the comb article number 1. Next we have here 6 genuine gold studs, the identical type of which is worn, to my own knowledge, by at least 3 crown heads of Europe, including the President of the United States.
Well, that's remarkable.
Yes.
It really is. Yes.
Again, I ask for no money. I place the studs, being as it is, article number 3, over here with articles numbered 1 and 2. I do likewise with article number 4, which, as you can see, is 24 of my finest hairpins that money can buy.
Aye, can you swallow a blow lamp?
Bottomley, listen.
No, Sonny, no.
Of course he can't swallow a blow lamp.
Well, he's talking a lot of pot air.
Listen, Bottomley, hold your tongue or I'll deal with you. This is very interesting and I want to hear it.
Yes, he's a type.
Look, stop saying that, Green Bottle.
Yeah,
now here we have here 4 articles for which I ask for no money.
Good. Yes.
Now we come to article number 5, being as it is a genuine self-filling fountain pen, which carries my own personal guarantee together with a guarantee of the company, which I am proud to represent. Now, these pens are selling in your shops today at the price of 27 shillings and sixpence. But all I ask for this pen as a special to all showground patrons today is a ridiculous sum of 10 shillings. 10 shillings is all I ask for this without any charge whatsoever. The 4 articles, as you see on the stand, being as they are, 1 coat, 1 gold watch chain, 6 studs, and 24 of the finest hairpins that money can buy. Now, I'll be the first.
I will, certainly.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Don't be a deal.
Oh, but it's a time.
Of course it is.
Yes, they're not worth this act.
Don't just murder your money.
Yes, of course you will.
Listen, will you boys be good enough to mind your own business?
Well, don't say we didn't warn you.
Bobby, if you're suggesting that I'm not capable of looking after myself, you're not only very insolent, but you're quite wrong.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Isn't it your money?
Exactly. All right, Green Bottle, I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
Oh, I say, stand back there, Sonny, and let the gentleman come up.
That's not a gentleman.
Isn't it?
No, that's Dr. Pym.
Exactly. No, but look, Bottomley, what are you talking about? Get out of the road there. I want to get up and do business with this man.
Oh, now, sir. Now, perhaps we can do business.
Yes, certainly.
Well, here we have here the articles numbered from 1 to 5. Now, the lot is yours, sir, for the ridiculous sum of 10 shillings.
Well, I think that's extremely good of you.
Well, as I explained, sir, it's a great financial loss to myself, as well as to the company of which I'm proud to represent.
Exactly. Well, I can't understand why more people don't take advantage of this.
Nor me either.
No.
Well, why don't you buy 2 lots, sir?
Might as well buy 6 while you're about it.
Properly, look, I'm quite capable of attending to this without any suggestions from you.
Yes.
Yes, and I don't want your help either, Greenbottle. Neither of you boys have got the brains to see what a bargain this man is offering.
Oh.
What's that? Bottomley, did you yawn?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, and don't blame me.
No, neither do I. Listen, but I don't know what's the matter with you two boys. I think you're both definitely silly.
Yes, sir.
All right, Stamp. Oh, and by the way, that was a very good idea of yours, Stamp. I will buy 2 lots. Excuse me. Would you sell me 2 lots for a pound?
2 lots?
Yes, I wonder if you'd mind.
Well, sir, now that's a little unusual.
Yeah, perhaps the company wouldn't mind just this once.
Well, I dare say that I can give a satisfactory explanation to be employed.
Yes, well.
However, I'm prepared to take the risk.
Thank you.
Well, here we are, sir. Here's your 2 combs, 2 watch chains, 2 1/2 studs, 2 packets of hairpins, together with 2 genuine self-filling fountain pens. There, sir, they're all yours.
Well, that's marvelous, and he's your pal.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Aren't you going to kiss him?
Yes, I think I'm... No! Bottomley, look, if I didn't have my hands full of these bargains, I'd give you the biggest clip in the ears you've ever had in your life.
I say, excuse me.
Well, what is it? What's it
now, listen, now, be my first customer. I'll tell you what I'll do with you.
With me? Yes.
Now, I'm prepared to let you keep those 2 lots of 5 articles. I'll also return to you the pound that you gave.
Yes.
You give me 2 pounds, and we'll call it square.
You will?
I will, sir. At a great financial loss to myself
and to the company which I'm proud to represent.
Exactly. Look, I don't know how many times I've had to tell you to mind your own business.
Well, sir, is it a deal?
Well, just a minute. You mean to say you'll give me these 2 lots of articles, and you'll give me my pound back if I give you 2 pounds?
I'm prepared to do that, sir, being as you are my first customer.
Well, I think that's jolly decent of you.
Well,
I do really.
I'm just only here on the showgrounds as a service to the public.
Yeah, well, here you are, Stanford. Look, hold these things while I get 2 pounds for the gentleman.
Yes, there.
Oh. Look, and stop that yawning, Buttery.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, you remember Ned Kelly?
Ned Kelly? Why, of course I do. He was a notorious bushranger.
Yes. Well, I'll bet this bloke's a relation.
Is he?
Yeah.
Listen, stop talking like an idiot, Greenbuck. Oh, look, here's your 2 pounds.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. And here is the pound back which you gave me earlier.
Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, I'm merely an employee of me company.
Exactly, yeah. Well, and look, by the way, are you any relation to Ned Kelly?
Ned Kelly?
Yes, you know, the Australian bushranger.
No relation whatsoever.
No.
In fact, I wasn't even born in Australia.
No, I didn't think so. There you are, Greenbottle. The gentleman wasn't even born in Australia.
He wasn't born at all.
No, but I beg your pardon? Did you say he wasn't born at all?
Yeah.
He wasn't born?
No, he was quarried.
Oh, I see, quarried, yeah. What? Bottomley, what on earth do you think you're talking about?
Well, he's the toughest fella I've seen.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, look out, he doesn't hit you.
He's gone, sir.
Yes, so he might have. He's what?
Gone?
Gone?
Yes, gone. He got him scrambled up. He did it.
All right, all right. Funny I didn't see him go.
He didn't want you to.
No. What are you talking about?
Yes, well, he's got your money now, so he's scrambled.
Yes, he's got my money, certainly, but I've got his goods.
Yeah, but I'm not worth 2 pounds.
No, I didn't pay 2 pounds.
Yes, you did.
What?
Yes.
He gave me a pound back.
Yeah, but that was your own pound.
My?
Well, you paid him 3 pounds altogether, didn't you?
3 pounds? No, did I? Well,
You gave him 1 pound to start with.
Yes?
Then you gave him another 2.
So
you paid him 3 pounds altogether, and he only gave you back 1.
Did I? Did he?
That means all that junk cost you 2 pounds instead of 1.
Yes, but I...
Yes!
Yes, what?
Yes, and it's not worth a cent.
What? Yes, you're... No. Has he gone?
Yes!
I've been robbed. I've been robbed.
Yes, that's right. So you have.
Well, fancy that.
Yes, fancy that. Listen, Bobby, why on earth didn't you tell me that before?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
Oh, now, don't be hard to get on, will it?
No, but
I did tell you.
I've been robbed. I've been robbed.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Well, listen.
What?
You've only got one chance of getting out of it.
Have I? What's that?
You see all those pigeons flying around over there?
Pigeons? Yes.
Well, they're worth 4 or 5 pounds.
Are they?
Sure.
Are they yours?
No.
Well, what about them?
I'll sell them to you for 10 bob.
Will you?
Yeah.
So?
Hey, you don't mind the post office, do you?
Oh, shut up,
sweetheart.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't want to.
I don't want to.